that those who must judge him would see them. He heard excited exclamations from the quarters of the soldiers, and he heard men running in his direction. They would seize him, and if they didn't kill him, they would take him down the Congo to a point where a properly ordered military tribunal would do so just as effectively, though in a more regular manner. Werper had no desire to die. Never before had he so yearned for life as in this moment that he had so effectively forfeited his right to live. The men were nearing him. What was he to do? He glanced about as though searching for the tangible form of a legitimate excuse for his crime. But he could find only the body of the man he had so causelessly shot down. In despair, he turned and fled from the oncoming soldiery. Across the compound he ran, his revolver still clutched tightly in his hand. At the gates a sentry halted him. Werper did not pause to parley or to exert the influence of his commission. He merely raised his weapon and shot down the innocent black. A moment later, the fugitive had torn open the gates and vanished into the blackness of the jungle. But not before he had transferred the rifle and ammunition belts of the dead sentry to his own person.